News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. North Korea's state media is reporting the man once considered the second most powerful official in that country has been executed. Kim Jong-un's uncle has been removed from all of his positions of power due to charges of corruption, drug use, gambling, womanizing, and leading what was called a dissolute and depraved life. Jong Song-thaek had once served as the mentor to North Korea's leader. Also, Republican House Speaker John Boehner says some outside conservative interest groups have, quote, lost all credibility. In a Capitol News briefing, Boehner ripped conservative groups who he said attacked a bipartisan budget deal before they even saw it. A new poll shows support for stricter gun control measures is dropping. The NBC News Wall Street Journal survey indicates it's at the lowest level since last year's elementary school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. 52% now say they want tougher laws covering the sale of firearms. Closer to home, a Rhinelander elementary school is closed today after a third of the students called in sick. WSAU's Raymond Newport has more.
School district officials have closed Pelican Elementary today on a recommendation from the Oneida County Health Department. Officials haven't determined exactly what the kids have, but the symptoms are upper respiratory and gastrointestinal. The health department recommends parents keep sick kids at home until at least 48 hours after their symptoms go away. They should also be getting plenty of rest and fluids. You should also make sure everyone in the house is washing their hands frequently. School officials will reopen Pelican on Monday. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The city of Wausau's ethics board has been called together for the first time in 7 years. So far, city officials are not saying why the board convened last Friday, but a report from the Daily Herald says it was likely MBX Packaging Specialists owner Harvey Schofield, who filed a complaint against Mayor Jim Tipple and River Edge Commission Chairman Phil Velichka last May. Schofield complained about the manner they used to develop part of the River Edge Trail location through his business property. Point Brewery is moving forward with another expansion at their facility in Stevens Point. The $1.5 million expansion will pay for new infrastructure and wiring in the plant, new vats, and 1,000 new half barrels. Marketing Director Julie Bergenkott says they need to buy more barrels to accommodate supply.
Cider Boys Hard Cider has been doing really well. We've been putting a number of new draft handles up in the area and across the state, and we need to fulfill those orders and add more half barrels.
Work on the expansion will start next year. A special ceremony honoring veterans will take place at the Wisconsin Veterans Home Cemetery in King. It's called Wreaths Across America. Jim Campbell works with the American Legion Riders in addition to his efforts with the Honor Flight program. He says the American Legion Riders got involved with this project last year.
One of our missions last year was to place a wreath on the headstones at the King's Veterans Cemetery. Our ultimate goal is to lay a wreath on every single headstone, of which there are between 6,000 and 7,000.
We're nearing the end of Computer Science Education Week, which has included a number of events to promote technology and the opportunities for careers in computer sciences. Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple issued a proclamation at the City Council meeting earlier this week recognizing Computer Science Education Week. He says locally they've worked together with North Central Technical College, UW Stevens Point, the Wausau and DC Everest School Districts, and Wausau-based Collaborative Consulting, which specializes in computer and software fields.
So what we're doing is coming together, working out some solutions on how we can engage younger people to attract them into the profession, get the schools engaged to offer the classes that are needed. And so it's just kind of a coming together thing, and everybody realizes the importance. We're doing a really good job now, but I know we can always do better.
Most of us can't even wrap our minds around the concept of $400 million. Convenience stores and other lottery sales points are clogged in states where the Mega Millions game is played. The jackpot tonight is the second biggest in the game's history. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.